This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلا تزكوا أنفسكم هو أعلم بمن اتقى صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, Allah Azza wa Jal has given us a complete and perfect deen. In this deen, good and bad, vice and virtue have been completed, finalized, and perfected. Now no one, no imam, no maulana, no sheikh, can change the deen of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is completed, it is perfected. And this perfection and completion of deen is not based on the individual opinions of people. It is based on the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala ne deen ki takmeel kar di hai. Har accha aur bura likha ja chuka hai. Isme koi kami peshi nahi ki ja sakti. Agar koi burai kar raha ho, to ye hame haq hai ki hum use burai karar de. Kyunki Allah Ta'ala ki taraf se achchai aur burai ka faisla ho chuka hai. So on this basis, on the basis that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already determined right and wrong, we've got the right to say a person's actions is right or wrong. Someone is reading five times daily salah, and you say this is right, he's reading five times daily salah. You don't have the right to say whether Allah is accepted or not. That is in Allah's hands. But you've got the right to say the deed is correct. Someone is not reading salat. You can say, because Allah has made five times daily salat for us, you can say that he, by not reading salat, this is a wrong action of his. Or for example, he is drinking alcohol. You can say, drinking alcohol is haram and it is wrong. Agar koi sharab pee raha ho, to aapko haq hai ye kehne ki, कि ये शराब पीना गलत है, ये बुरा है. But after making mention of that, and there is also another aspect, sometimes the situation is such that you're not sure whether it is right or wrong. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has made mention, whenever you see an action of a person where you're not sure with regard to the right and wrong, always interpret it in a manner that is good. Try to give a good interpretation, give a good opinion with regard to a word or action that is in between. Ma bain ke agar koi amal ho, to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala farmaya, ko usko uske upar husn zan rakhte hue, aise tadbeer ikhtiyar kare ke unse kehe ke ye ho sakta hai, ye ghalat sahi ho. So this is the reality with regard to it. That when you can determine whether the person's action is right or wrong, and if for example it is in between, you always try to give a good interpretation. However, having said that, we do not have the right to judge a person, labeling him, determine whether he is successful or not, determine that I am better than him, or determine that because of this guna and sin, he is going to Jahannam, or because of this good deed, he is going to Jannat. We don't have that right. Because that is the domain and the authority of Allah. And if you start taking that authority, that this person is going to Jannat, ye Jannat mein jayega, aur ye Jahannam mein, to ye Allah Ta'ala, you taking the right of Allah Ta'ala upon you. You got no right. Sahih Muslim, there is a hadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, whenever a person tells another person because of the guna that he has committed, that he is going to Jahannam and Allah won't forgive him, then Allah's rahmat becomes to the fore. And Allah Ta'ala says, who is there who has determined and made a judgment on my behalf? I will forgive the person who has committed a sin. And I will put this person who says that Allah won't forgive another person, I will put him in Jahannam. Now this is the hadith in Sahih Muslim. We don't have the right. We have the right to say this is right, this is wrong. But we don't have the right to say this person, because of that wrong, is going to Jahannam, because of this right is going to Jannat, or because of this I am better than him, or he is successful, or he is a failure because of that. Burai ki nishandahi ka matlab ye nahi hai. Kam iski wajah se logon ko janchna shuru kar de, aur un par bure hone ka label laga de. Yaar, fir kisi ki kamyabi aur nakabi ka madar is burai ko tehraye. Ya fir apne aap ko unse bartar aur behtar samajhne lage. Ye hame haq nahi hai, ye Allah Taala ka faisla hai. Now in this particular regard, few points I want to make. First point is that we cannot judge the iman of another person, whether that iman is sincere or not, or whether he is proclaiming it for not, or correct in doing it. We have no right to say that his iman is not correct. Very famous incident, Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu went into the battlefield, and when he saw they were fighting, two people ran away. They ran away. Now what would you have think? That they're running away from the battle, they're fighting against us, and he surrounded them. When he surrounded them, they said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. One person said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Ansari was with Usama bin Zayd. He stopped. He said, Usama, he has read the kalima. Usama said, he is reading the kalima to save his life. He is not reading it to be sincere. Or bazaar to aise hi tha. Usama bin Zayd ne katal mein aur ek jang mein kisi ko upar kisi ko dekha ke jo na unko galat qatl karne laga to kalima padhna shuru kiya to bazaar to aise hi lag raha tha ki unhone apne jaan bachane ke liye ye kiya. So Usama bin Zayd killed him, and when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to know about it, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam rebuked Usama and said, Usama, did you kill him after he said kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah? Did you kill him after he said kalima? What answer are you going to give to the kalima on the day of judgment? Ab kya jawab doge qiyamah ke din? Kalima ko kya jawab doge ab? What answer are you going to give? Subhanallah. Hazrat Usama said, I wish I could have not brought iman before that day, and I would only have brought iman this day. I felt so embarrassed. And there's another ayat of the Holy Quran, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ أَلْقَى إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامَ لَسْتَ مُؤْمِنًا. Do not tell people who make salam upon you that they are not mu'min. Who are you to judge whether they are mu'min or not? And in this particular regard, it's something that we have to be very careful. Who are we to judge? Sometimes it happens. In our situation, I'll give you a contemporary manifestation of this. A person becomes a Muslim at the time of marriage. Right? We have no right to say why he's becoming a Muslim. He has become a Muslim, we accept him to be a Muslim. What intention is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He has become a Muslim, it's our duty to regard him as a Muslim. As Umar radiallahu anhu said, you judge on the apparent. You leave the intention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not there to judge his intention. So the first thing is, we don't judge the iman and the sincerity of the proclamation of the iman of a person. Another aspect, we do not regard ourselves superior to another person. Hame koi haq nahi pahunchta ke hum kya hai ke hum is aadmi se bade hai aur behtar hai. Ye Allah Taala ka faisla hai. Fala tuzakku anfusakum. Don't praise yourself. Huwa a'lamu biman ittaqa. Wo khub janta hai ke muttaqi kaun hai. Kaun janta hai? Allah. Aap nahi jante. How can we claim superiority and piety for ourselves when you do a lot of good deeds? The only time the good deeds will be beneficial if Allah accepts. Kisi ke paas likha hua hai ki Allah Ta'ala ne kabul kiya. Does anyone has it in writing that Allah Ta'ala has accepted it? You go somewhere, you get a receipt. Huh? You have paid. So you can show that receipt to someone. You ever got a receipt from Allah Ta'ala after reading namaz that Allah has accepted? No one has got it, so how can you claim piety? Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا تُزَكُّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not ascribe purity and piety to yourself. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who is pious. It is compulsory to strive to piety, but haram to claim it. It is compulsory for you to strive. Har ek ke liye zaruri hai ke wo taqwa aur muttaqi banne ki koshish kare. Lekin kisi ko jawaz nahi aur jaiz nahi ke ye dawa kare ke main muttaqi hu. It is compulsory for you to strive, but you don't have the right to claim it for yourself. And today we find people constantly condemning other people. This often breeds a superiority complex. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi had said, I will not even regard myself better on a one-to-one basis than a non-Muslim who comes in front of me. Ab ye to keh sakte hai ke mu'min kafir se acha hai aur un ye better hai. You can say a kafir is better than a Muslim. A Muslim is better than a kafir. But you don't have the right to say one-to-one, I am better than him. Because Imam Ghazali says, that person can become a Muslim and Allah Ta'ala can take away your hidayat. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hadith, sometimes a person does so much good deed, there is one span between him and Jannah. And sometimes a person does so much bad deed, there is one span between him and Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala intervenes, Allah makes the pious person goes away from deen, and Allah makes the sinner, he makes him pious. And the one who was doing good deeds, he becomes a person from amongst the inmates of Jahannam and vice versa. So we don't have the right with regard to saying we are better than another person. Shaitan said, Ana khayrum min. I am better than Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. What happened? He became accursed. And he went far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Mufti Taqi Sahib has written this one incident in Tarasha. I think I made mention of it before. Once a young person got into the habit of reading tahajjud. So one day when he got up for tahajjud, and the other people in the family were not reading tahajjud. So he said, these people are not reading tahajjud. And I read tahajjud. So his father told him, what an amazing thing. He said, oh my son, an abita na'iman wa asbaha nadiman. Oh my son, if you would have slept, and you would have got up with a regret that I didn't read tahajjud, was better for you than to read an abita qa'iman wa asbaha mu'jiban. And is it better for you than to read tahajjud and getting up full of pride over other people regarding yourself superior? Second. Thirdly, we cannot judge a person by his past. We have no right to judge a person by his past. A person might have done wrong and might have committed sins, but we have no right to judge because of that particular aspect that we cannot have the right to say because of that he is now, he done wrong previously, he's going to Jahannam. Now this is, ہم اپنے آپ کو برتر نہیں کہلا سکتے کیونکہ صرف اللہ تعالیٰ کو پتا ہے کہ کون برتر اور بہتر ہے. کسی کے ماضی کو سامنے رکھ کر اس کو مت جانچو اور یہ نہ کہو کہ اس کی ماضی کو دیکھ کر کہ یہ ایسا آدمی ہے وہ ایسا آدمی ہے. یو گاٹ نو رائٹ ٹو سے دیٹ بیسڈ آن ہز پاسٹ. واٹ ہیز ہیپن ہیز ہیپن. اللہ نوز آفٹر دیٹ ہی مائٹ ہیو میڈ توبہ. لک ایٹ عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. واٹ این امیزنگ ایگزامپل. عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ set out to kill Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today he is sleeping next to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi ko qatl karna koi mamooli baat hai? To go and kill a prophet of Almighty Allah Ta'ala, is it a normal thing? Is it an easy thing? It is the greatest of sins. Hazrat Umar set out to kill Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam aur aaj Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke saath so raha hai qabar mein. Today he is sleeping next to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every saint has a past. Every sinner has a future. Every saint has certain things that he has committed guna. And every sinner has a future. No matter how much sins you have committed, let me say this, brothers, listen to this very carefully. Every saint, every sinner, no matter how tainted he is, and no matter how many sins he has committed, his future is innocent. His future is innocent. چاہے کتنے گناہ گار ہو لیکن اس کی جو آئندہ کی زندگی یہ بالکل معصوم ہے. No matter how much sins you have committed, your future is completely taintless and it is innocent. So be very careful with regard to this whole particular. Don't judge a person by his past. One sahabi, Dihya-e Kalbi رضی اللہ عنہ, came to Nabi Karim صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. یا رسول اللہ, I want to accept Islam, but I'm afraid whether Allah will accept me or not. In the book, the tears and laughter of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this incident is made mention. So Dihya Kalbi came and said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to accept Islam, but I don't know whether Allah will accept me or not. Allah will accept my iman. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you become a Muslim, Allah ta'ala wipes away all your previous sins. Aap agar iman laoge, to tamam aapke jo burai aur guna, wo Islam ki wajah se, wo mit jayega. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, are you sure? Do you know what I have done? Do you know what I've done? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what have you done? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I buried 7 daughters alive. I buried 7 daughters alive. Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also started crying. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua. Ya Rasulullah, you know, what is going to happen with this person? Nabi Allah Ta'ala revealed, Islam will wipe away. He makes Islam, Allah will wipe away that sins. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cried and made dua. Ya Allah, Dihya buried 7 daughters alive and you have forgiven him. How will you treat my ummah on the day of Qiyamah? Will you also forgive them in a similar manner? He committed 7 daughters alive, and today when we take his name, we say radiyallahu anhu. We have to say radiyallahu anhu because he's a sahabi. But what did he do? Buried 7 daughters alive. Brothers, we have no right to judge a person with regard to his past. How easily we condemn people of their past. We don't know what has happened after that. We know the incident with regard to a woman of the Ansari, right? She committed zina. Sarsar, they stoned her. She passed away. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to read janaza. Zaniya aurat ke liye. Janaza parane ke liye Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam pahuncha. To Umar ne kya, Ya Rasulullah, what are you doing? What are you doing? Are you going to read the janaza of a woman who committed zina? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Umar, she made such toba that if that toba were distributed among 70 people of Medina, it would have been sufficient for her. I'm reading the janaza. Zaniya ki, aurat ki janaza Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read the read. So we have no right with regard to that. Then we have no right to say a person is going to Jannat or Jahannam because of what we feel is an apparent circumstances. We don't have the right to say, yet Allah Ta'ala will forgive or Allah will judge. We all know the incident of an immoral woman who gave water to drink to a dog and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala granted a Jannat. And we know the incident of Barsisa, which is made mention in the 9th Supara of the Holy Quran, who made so much ibadat for 300 years. And then he got caught up in one particular deception of shaitan and he's gone to Jahannam. How do we know and how do we have the right to say this person is going to Jannat or this person is going to Jahannam? When an immoral woman gave water to drink to a dog and Allah Ta'ala granted a Jannah. And a very pious person who make ibadat for 300 years, Allah Ta'ala put him in Jahannam, as Allah Ta'ala has made mention in the 9th Supara of the Holy Quran. We don't, and we cannot judge by the apparent circumstances. We have no right. Kisi ke maazi ko samne rakkar usko mat jancho. Umar radiyallahu ta'ala ki misal le lo. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko qatl karne ke liye nikle aur aaj Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke saath hai. Kisi ki ek kamzori ko madde nazar rakkar usko bura na kaho. And kisi ko jannati ya jahannami hone ke bare mein kuch nahi keh sakte ho. Hame nahi pata ki is waqiya ko yaad dilao aapko. Jisme ek bazari aurat ko kutte ko pani pilane ki wajah se jannat mil gayi. So we have to be very careful with regard to this. And don't haste to judge a person by an apparent circumstances. You don't know the circumstances. Sometimes the circumstances might look in a particular way and it could be something different. The way they say is, just take this example. A Muslim sister enters a taxi and sits in the front passenger seat together with a male. Apparently it looks wrong. And you have started judging her because of that apparent circumstances. A Muslim brother walks past the masjid and he sees the azan being made. He doesn't read namaz, he goes past. Another man is greeted with assalamu alaikum. He doesn't reply the salam. Right? And you can give many examples like that. The sister, maybe she got up and she went into the taxi because next to her was her husband. How do you know? You saw the apparent circumstances, you made a judgment. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was one day sitting and talking to his wives. When a sahabi passed by, and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called them and said, oh my sahabi, I'm speaking to my wives. The person said, I had no doubt. He said, you didn't have doubt, shaitan could have put a doubt that who is my Nabi speaking to. So you look at an apparent circumstances, you don't know. That person who didn't say assalamu alaikum was deaf, he didn't hear your salam. The person who was passing by the masjid, he didn't come to read namaz, maybe he read in another masjid where salat was earlier. So how do we know, how can we judge? We can't judge with regard to people. Abu Mahjan Thaqafi, let me please conclude with this incident. Abu Mahjan Thaqafi was a very famous warrior, known for his strength in the battlefield. Initially, he fought against the Muslims. Then he became a stout and very sincere believer. So in the Battle of Qadisiyah, he had one weakness. کہ وہ شراب پیتا تھا. سو ہی ڈرنک الکوہول, ہی از گوئنگ فار جہاد اینڈ ہی ڈرنک الکوہول. سو سعد بن ابی وقاص رضی اللہ عنہ پٹ ہم ان جیل, پٹ ہم ان اے پرزن, لاکڈ ہم اپ. سو ابو محجن الثقفی, دین ہی سو دیٹ دی پیپل ور فائٹنگ ان قادسیہ اینڈ ہی کڈنٹ بیئر اٹ بیکاز ہی واز اے واریئر. سو ہی گیو, یو نو, بیوٹیفل پوئٹری. اٹ از سفیشنٹ سورو دیٹ یو سی اے پرسن ڈیپرائیو ابینڈن ان شکلز اینڈ ان چینج وائل آئی اسٹینڈ دیز فیٹرز ڈیٹین می وائل ادر مسلمز آر فائٹنگ. اف آئی ایم فریڈ آئی ول نیور ڈرنک اگین. اینڈ سیئنگ دس پوئٹری ان سچ اے ہارٹ رینڈرنگ وے, دا وائف آف سعد بن ابی وقاص ہرڈ ہم سنگنگ دس پوئٹری. سو شی وینٹ ٹو سیڈ, وائی آئی, واٹ آر یو ڈوئنگ؟ شی سیڈ, آئی میڈ دس مسٹیک آف ڈرنکنگ الکوہول, بٹ آئی وانٹ ٹو گو اینڈ فائٹ ان دا پاتھ آف اللہ. فری می, آئی گیو یو اے قسم دیٹ اف آئی گو اینڈ آئی ایم میڈ شہید, دین آئی میڈ شہید, نو ون ول آسک یو. بٹ اف آئی سروائیو, آئی پرومس یو آئی ول کم بیک اینڈ آئی ول ٹائی مائی سیلف اگین بیک ان دس ویری سیم سیل. سو شی فیل ویری اشیم اینڈ شی انٹائیڈ ہم. سو ابو محجن وینٹ ان ٹو دا بیٹل فیلڈ. وے ایور ہی وینٹ ہی چینج دا ہول بیٹل فیلڈ. وے ایور وینٹ ہی وینٹ ان ٹو دا رینکس آف دا اینمی اینڈ ہی کریٹڈ ٹرموائل. And all of them, wherever he went, in whichever direction he went, Muslims gained victory. And Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, the leader who put him in jail, saw this and he said, who is this person? Subhanallah, showing such bravery. If it was not that I had tied Abu Mihjan, I would have said it is Abu Mihjan. But he is tied up. So he wasn't sure who it was. He comes back at night. His wife said, I saw Abu Mihjan. He was crying. I freed him. He went into the battlefield. And he granted Muslims victory because of his bravery. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu went to him and said, come, I am freeing you. He said, Sa'd, I take an oath from now on, I will never ever drink alcohol. A person who was a sharabi, look at what he done. Who are we to judge, brothers? Let us get away from this whole particular type of mindset that is sometimes emerging in some small sector of the community and the ummah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.